Tuesday evening, 7:30. John has something scheduled. He's got to get back Wednesday. He can't stay Wednesday night. So Wednesday, I'm going to live by the clock. I went to Mason Brown with you in Malachi. It's a great book.
And so she goes to get the credit card, not knowing that Abe's nephew has...
So you can't do tonight, 7:30, and we'll just kind of let him go, and you got to go back there to the room, that's fine.
Right, and is in the house. And therefore, the house is unclean. And so when she goes and gets the credit card in Abe's house, she has now become unclean, and he divorces her. Who wants an unclean wife? Do you see that? Do you see how they work that? And they're coming to God saying, look how good we are.
Now, we won't go to 10, I don't hope.
No. What time we start?
7:30.
We may go 8:45. The branch cannot endure any more than the seed. God says, oh, how about this divorce? You see, this is the passage that the legalists use. And in Christianity today, there's one or two sins that God never forgives, and divorce is one of them. And that's the lie. Do you see? That's coming to God based upon performance. God, you can use me because I haven't been divorced. I have stayed faithfully married to this witch for 28 years. I should get some points for that. And God says, no points. Okay, you see that? This is, don't take this passage that says, John says, great, I can, no, that, I'm not talking about running out and divorce, because you probably never will hear this here, but I'll tell you, spiritual love can solve a lot of problems in your marriage. Now, okay. Okay, so do you see where they are? Now, let's look at this. Look at verse 14. You ask why, how? It is because the Lord is acting as the witness between you and the wife of your youth. Who's the wife of their youth? Okay. I already mentioned. Abraham's their father, right?